today we are talking to three people who have come a long way to get here, some of them on foot. You may have heard about the Great March for Climate Action or read about it in the New Mexico this week in the New Mexican. It's a 3,000-mile march from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and it is a march to bring attention to climate change and the real problems it's bringing about in this country and around the world. This morning I'm talking to three participants in the march. I'm talking to Sarah Spain, who lives in California, Kat Haber, who lives in Alaska, and Ben Bushwick, who lives in the D.C. area. They are all here at the Baking Company after quite a few days on the road. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how long ago did you start marching?
It's been 2.5 months. We started in the beginning of March.
March 1st?
Yes.
And you started in Los Angeles.
Yes, in Wilmington, a poor Latino community that's directly affected by the consequences of climate change.
And here you are. It's about over 2 months. 850 miles later. That's a long way.
And you're two-sevenths of the way done.
Two-sevenths.
Yes.
How are you holding up?
Good.
Very good. You should see our feet, though.
How are they?
You don't want to know.
They felt really cool and relaxed in the Santa Fe River, though, yesterday.
There was water in the river, and you could cool them.
Not advised to drink it, though.
No, we don't drink it here either. So tell me why you're marching.
Well, I'm marching here because I am a young person. I'm 21 years old. I'm a white male youth, and I want to use that privilege to leverage on this issue. I'm marching for my niece.
You have a niece, and
she's turning 5 in July.
And you're thinking about probably what climate change will mean, what kind of impact it'll have on her life too.
Of course.
How about you, Kat? You're from Alaska originally.
I see climate change happening every day from my bedroom window. I look out across Kachemak Bay and witness Gruent Glacier decreasing in volume by 40% over the last decade and a half. And there are dozens of indicators in the far north, everything from tundra melting, methane gas being released, plant ranges changing, animals being at risk. Communities along the coast are at risk. But me personally, I'm marching as a mother and a grandmother. We've already exhausted half of our carbon budget. We've got about 15 years to get it together, and we're here marching for urgent climate action, calling on Congress to do things in a new way. We're dreaming a better future.
How many marchers are there total in your group?
We have about 40.
About 40.
Yeah, we have 40
full-time
40
marchers.
Some of them take a break and come back, but most of them are continuing on the whole march. And we have a group of marchers that call themselves the Spirit Walkers, Spirit Marchers, and they do not miss a step.
What age group do the marchers tend to be in?
Oh.
18 to 76.
18 to 76. You've got some. All generations represented here.
We
absolutely
do.
And you camp out each night. How many miles a day do you put in?
14 to 15.
Yeah, today they're actually marching 18 miles, and we have a steep upgrade, so it'll be nice to have a couple of days to rest and put up our tents and let them sit there for a couple of days and just relax. So
a steep upgrade is known locally as La Bajada.
La Bajada.
It's the big hill that comes up about halfway between Albuquerque and maybe a little more than halfway in Santa Fe. And the group camped down there last night?
Yeah, generally how it works is we set up our camp in the evening. That means eco commodes, that means solar cookers, that means a solar panel generator for our electronics. So every night we cook our own food, we take care of our own waste. Right, Sarah? You're the logistics director.
Yes, it's an interesting day. We all get up very early in the morning. We have our breakfast, pack our lunches, the marchers start marching, and then we bring the vehicles, the support vehicles, ahead and get the kitchen set up. We have a solar generator that powers our high-efficiency refrigerator. We carry our own water. And like we said, we do have our Echo commodes, which are actually very user-friendly and smell pretty good.
Yeah. We want to embody the vision which we wish to see in the world as best as we can. But not all of that is infrastructure. A lot of that is community dynamics and just us being close-knit and self-reliant on each other.
You didn't know each other at the beginning of the march, or not many of you
nope.
did. I bet you're pretty close now.
Much closer, about as close as a family could be without being related.
And as I understand it, as I read on your great website, climatemarch.org, you have a government. There's a kind of a self-governing group. You've established some form of leadership. Why is that? Why is that needed in something like this?
We try to make as many decisions as possible through consensus, collaborative decision-making, distilling down what the collective mindset is for best practices. So we have a set of demands and actions that we're asking for people to take along the way.
And what do you hope? What do you hope people listening today or people who see you marching, what do you hope they learn or what do you hope they do after seeing you out there?
You know, our main mission is to inspire people, and we're hoping that we can do that.
So it looks like supporting renewables and opposing the Keystone XL pipeline and encouraging good governance in the communities that we go along, decreasing the amount of fossil fuels that are used, increasing wind, solar, geothermal. Here in New Mexico, you have amazing opportunities. Did you know that New Mexico ranks in the top 5 nationally in wind? And it's number 1 in the country for geothermal production. So there's great opportunity right here in your state. But at the same time, your current energy system is highly connected to the fossil fuel industry. Fracking, we're opposed to fracking. A lot of what we do is listen to communities as we march through and gather the solutions that people are generating in their own communities to adjust to climate change.
So you stop as you are here in certain towns or cities along the way and have events, outreach projects. I assume sometimes you're just camping and continuing, but I know that we've got some events going on related to the march this weekend here in Santa Fe, mostly in the rail yard. And would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we're going to be actually gathering Saturday at the Aspen Magnet Community School, and that's on La Madera Street. It's off Agua Fria and Alto, and then we will be marching to the rail yard park, and we invite anyone who would like to join us. That would be wonderful. At the park, we are going to have a rally starting at 11 a.m., and that is at the Rail Yard Park, and that's on Cerrillos Road.
Rail Yard Park is pretty well known here.
Okay.
It's just a little ways from here, and people will find you. There's usually a lot going on in the rail yard on the weekends. And most of the marchers will come in, or all of you that are here, and people who join you.
And we will have our solar generator with us. We'll have a couple of things that, and part of our support equipment that actually gets the marchers from point A to point B. Besides their feet, you know, that provides food and shelter for them if they need it. We also have solar cooking. We have poetry reciting, drumming, and climate. The climate marchers have a wonderful group of musicians.
Woohoo!
And we are going to have a lot of fun. It's we have from 1:30 to 4 p.m. We have a lot of that events, the other events going on, and you can find it on Facebook.
And then there's a nighttime event with a campfire. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, we have a night around the campfire, a near zero carbon emitting digital event, and that's going to be at Fort Marcy Park on Maggers Field.
That's great. And tell me about it. Have you done this in other cities, and what kind of experiences have you had? Do you meet interesting people? You probably had a lot of adventures along the way in your 850-mile foot journey.
Well, so far we've been in LA at the beginning. We've gone through Phoenix, I think this is our next...
Your next...
No, we went through Albuquerque. This is our next major town.
How about people you meet along the way? Have you met people in the smaller towns and the...
We've met people all along the way, not just within towns and cities. We will meet people on the side of the road who will invite us to stay on their farm. And we'll just change the camping site impromptu, and we'll stay on their farm. And they'll give us a lot of generous gifts to bring with us. We run into this all the time. The generosity and greatness of humanity is really showing itself as we travel.
Like, for example, just yesterday, a woman followed us off of the I-25 freeway to the Cochiti exit about 3 miles in and said, "What are you doing? What is going on?" And she was so excited to hear that somebody was doing something. She said, "Nobody is paying attention. I have been living here for 17 years, and I am so grateful to see your trucks. I saw your trucks. I saw the vehicle that said Climate March, and I saw the marchers. I am so excited to see you guys on TV."
We're noticing that a lot of spiritual communities of all religions are really taking this issue on. Mm-hmm. And we have been listening to so many people who are organizing, growing organic food in their yards, putting solar panels on their houses, wind generation, what are they doing with little tiny hydro solutions? Communities are gathering in new ways of making decisions. As are we learning how to do that, so are smaller communities along the way.
So you're learning too. You're learning probably from the people you meet as well.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What about the weather? Has that been an issue? An interesting question, given that you're marching about climate change.
Most of the times, not really.
Well, but sometimes it is. The very first day, mm-hmm. California, you might know, is in a major drought.
Yes.
Big fires in the San Diego region right now. The very first day, torrential rainstorms.
Yeah.
Several of us were hypothermic. It was intensely challenging.
Day one.
And just the other day, I was texting as I was marching. Okay, right now it's hailing. Oh, I'm sorry, right now it's sleeting. Oh, now it's raining. And then the sun came out that day. So weather plays a big part in our challenge, but it just makes most of us more courageous, more resilient to just take that next step. It's not an easy walk. My husband was saying to me, "Oh, go have fun." I looked at him like, "Are you nuts? This is not fun. This is hard work."
And every community that we've been marching through has expressed their concerns about climate change and have noticed the climate change. There is no doubt it's happening. And what we are bringing awareness is, what action can we take? And how do we get unified to come up with the solutions that it's going to work for all?
How long will the march last? When do you expect to get to Washington?
November 1st.
246 days, 3,000 miles, 8 months.
7 million steps.
That's a lot of steps.
A lot of opportunity for people to join us, too. We are encouraging people from every community to select a representative from their community and come and march with us and take your voice to Washington, D.C. We also have a website at climatemarch.org that people can actually get on and become a virtual marcher. So we really encourage that. The Great March for Climate Action, as also known as climatemarch.org.
And there's a blog. People blog and post on the website talking about their experiences. I mean, these are actual marchers that are posting. How do you get online? Do you have Wi-Fi along the way?
That's a good question.
We actually do. We carry a solar generator that produces enough energy for us to power our refrigerators. We do have hotspots that we have purchased. And
I haven't seen them working, but some people will have like 3G and they can like put up a hotspot for people.
It's very challenging.
For personal purposes.
And how do you keep in touch with family or loved ones, friends?
It's tough.
Snail mail. We have a series of mail stops along the way, and some of the post offices have been very cooperative with forwarding the mail if we don't get the mail at the time we're there. It's been challenging, but it's always a joy to bring mail to the group.
And I know that we're here in the baking company, and I'm sure you're kind of happy to find a Wi-Fi hotspot and keep up with a lot of your correspondence and things that you haven't been able to do.
We're thrilled to be here with you. In fact, we're taking a selfie right now and posting it on Facebook to marchers and virtual marchers.
So you've got a Facebook page as well.
We do.
How about other groups? Have they connected with you? Other organized groups that are protesting something, or are you going through Mora? That's a question. Here in Mora, New Mexico, it's a community that has made fracking illegal, and that's pretty controversial, legally anyway.
Our route does not take us directly through that
through Mora,
but I'm sure that we will be connecting with those people and taking their voice to Washington, D.C.
What's the most fun? What's the most fun part about this? About
eating
this
the food.
Experience?
We have
oh
great chefs.
God.
We have great food.
We had salmon last night, grilled salmon. We had tabbouleh. We had wild rice. We had dessert with chocolate fresh brownies, with fresh cut strawberries with raw sugar on them, a fresh puree of raspberries, and homemade chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
This is camping food?
This is camping. It's
and
like,
people
wow.
donate. Come and bring us food and donate fish, and it's wonderful. The community has really reached out around us and brought wonderful things that our chefs, we have some chefs that are just very talented at putting things together, and the food is our community building activity that we do, sharing our food together.
I'll give them that. The food is great, but the fun factor of the trip, this is an 8-month-long adventure. It's living on the road. It's meeting a lot of incredible people. It's walking through so many different types of landscapes. It's there's no lack of fun on the trip.
And hearing the local stories of the people around us it's very fun. We got visited by a group of Indians from
shout out to the Santa Ana.
Yeah, Santa Ana
Native
Pueblo.
Yeah.
They came and drummed and sang and brought us food. It just was a beautiful surprise.
Yeah.
And to hear their stories.
Yeah, you're on the ground. You're experiencing how climate change is affecting the America firsthand, which makes
and
it another.
Especially the Native communities are being impacted with the negative consequences right here in New Mexico. Storage of nuclear waste.
New Mexico's most contentious energy decision is whether to construct a new coal-fired power plant at Desert Rock, which is on Navajo Nation land, and right now the Navajo people as a whole are divided. And
so you're keeping up with local issues and controversies along the way.
Of course, we want to bring these voices to D.C.
Are people joining you? Have you had anyone join you full time since you began in L.A.?
Of course, and we plan to see many, many more as we get closer. We want to see 1,000 people marching into D.C. with us.
If not 3,000.
If not 3 million.
Right. And what will you do when you get there? Will there be a rally?
I'm sure there'll be a rally.
Some celebratory events?
It's evolving.
It's still evolving. I mean, you have quite a ways to go. Any fears? Anything you're worried about along the way?
Well, as a logistics director, I do fear the weather and how it will take a toll on our marchers. We are going to be going through the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest originally and know the power of the storms and how they've changed over the years, have gotten much more intense. Forget the tornadoes, the thunderstorms alone can be very damaging. And so we need to make sure we have shelter to go to.
What if it's a nasty day? Do you still march?
We do.
Still march.
Every day.
Every
Stay
day,
on
just
schedule.
Keep going.
And as a foolish, crazy young person, I fear nothing except for the cold.
Good for you. How about your shoes? I think you said your feet are
going
taking
through.
You're going through your shoes?
Yeah.
And most of our marchers have walked through their blisters by now.
Uh-huh.
That's
doesn't
what
sound
they do.
Pleasant. Yeah. You walk through them and
it's
your feet
amazing.
Toughen up.
I've seen feet go through amazing transformations. I thought they would never heal, and there they are. They're just healed up and march right through them.
So there's the physical aspect, and then there is the emotional aspect. And each person has to come to their own level of comfort with that. I was imagining that the beginning it would be all the older people would have the hard time with the physical pieces.
Right.
But actually it's kind of the reverse. And I was thinking that all of the old people would be really, you know, strong and all of the emotional. And actually, I'm finding that the younger people are actually more resilient and more open to fresh solutions. So we're all just convening in a way where we're supporting each other. And, we're calling for a fee and dividend on carbon so that we can take real climate action that will support these communities that are being impacted in a negative way and help us transition as quickly as possible to a clean, free, and green, energized New Mexico.
Well, I'm really impressed by what you're doing. You're very dedicated to your cause, and I'm also envious of your adventure. If people want to hear more about it, they can go to, again, climatemarch.org, or they can come to the Rail Yard tomorrow. There are all kinds of events. Rail Yard, Fort Marcy, there's a film festival on Sunday. And all that information about the events can be found at climatemarch.org or on your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Kat Haber, Ben Bushwick,
Sarah Spain.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your trip, and hope to see you down in the rail yard.
March on.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.